Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. And we know a lot of you have questions about retirement and your portfolios. So today on Wealth Creator Radio, we're going to give you some great advice for your retirement. One really big takeaway we want you to remember is Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184. Because today on Wealth Creator Radio, Eric will tell you about his blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is something that can help you with some of your very concerns about retirement. And also, if you have some other questions you want to specifically address, here's the phone number again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, great to be here with you again.
Oh, it's always fun to be on the show.
Awesome. Well, I have kind of a personal story for you here, right? It was always my dream to go up in a hot air balloon, okay? I finally was able to at the International Balloon Festival in New Mexico. So it was pretty cool. We go up in this hot air balloon, but once I was up there, I was scared to death because there we were just floating in the sky in a wicker basket. And the pilot, I guess that's what you call them, was literally sitting on the edge of the basket, okay? Acting cool. And I was scared to death. So I did not like my experience up in that hot air balloon. And the landing was also horrible too. So obviously at some point in our lives, our risk tolerance changes. And it did for me. We do not need as much excitement, maybe as much risk when it comes to our money. And we shouldn't take unnecessary risks. So how much, Eric, does the stock market risk matter when we're just starting out in our careers?
Well, yeah, it changes over time for sure. And so, you know, just like you were saying there, yeah, what used to be no problem, you know, although who knows, maybe you would have been scared if you'd been younger.
Yeah,
doing it, but,
true.
But a lot of people, you used to like to go do this and that, and it's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that anymore, you know. And so, yeah, there is a lot of different changes. I mean, when you're first starting out, it's really, you know, if you're in your 20s or 30s, the stock market risk is almost inconsequential in a way. I mean, if you're talking about retirement dollars. Now, if you're talking about dollars that you're going to use for maybe a down payment on a house or something like that, no, then it matters. But if you're talking about stuff that you're not going to touch for 20, 30, or 40 years, and that's actually required by law, you're not touch it for that long, like a retirement plan, like IRAs, 401ks, yeah, then those stock market risks, yeah, they hurt when the market goes down, but they're not going to be the only thing that really is you should be focused on. Now, as you get closer to retirement, I see a lot of people do some really dumb stuff. I mean, we saw it in March here where, man, when the market tanked there's some people that had almost 100% of their money all in the stock market. There is no pension fund, there's no endowment fund in the world that would do 100% stock market risk. And yet, you know, people are allowed to do that and do that quite often in their IRAs and 401ks. And yeah, we saw what happened after, you know, 10 or 11 years of straight up with markets. And then all of a sudden, one of the biggest drops and fast, by far the fastest drop ever. That is a really scary time. And it depends if you blinked. I mean, I talked with somebody, they're actually a radio listener, a podcast listener, actually, and they sold everything. In the middle of March, right at the bottom. And then, of course, the markets. Yeah. And then, of course, the market started popping up. And, you know, and then he was feeling awful about what he did. And, you know, then when do you get back in? Right. And so, yeah, it can be very, very hazardous if you have that much risk. Because if you don't have that much risk without a plan, that's even a lot scarier. I mean, you know, imagine if you were in that hot air balloon without the pilot.
Exactly. That's what I was afraid of. I thought he was going to fall out.
Yeah, but that would have been really terrifying, right?
Yeah.
So if you were trying to have to land that thing on its own and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it could have been a lot worse. So that's one of the things that people, I think, have to really be paying attention to is do you need that risk? I mean, a lot of times I run into people where they're what I like to call financially done. They don't need the risk. Yet, what are they doing? They're still taking crazy amounts of risks. I mean, I've got a client who's at Apple. He's been doing very well with Apple stock and so forth, but he's been selling it. And we've been lowering the risk level, because he realizes that, hey, once you've got enough, you don't need to be taking dumb risk with it. You can just have it there, and then you don't have to worry about things ever again. And so, yeah, one of the things that people need to be doing right now more than ever is reassessing it. I think the most critical thing is now with the market having popped back up from those lows in March, this is like a mulligan. This is a do-over. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a chance to do something now. What were you saying in March as you're freaking out as your portfolio was dropping that you wish you would have done? Now, do you remember what that was? Because if you haven't done it now and the market's back, what are you waiting for? The next crash to finally take action and sell at the bottom like that other guy did? No, you don't want to do that. So now more than ever is the time to be re-looking at that. And, you know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can kind of look at your, you know, what is your overall risk score? On our website, there's actually a thing where you can go to, take a risk score test. And it'll just tell you, hey, this is what your risk number is from 1 to 99 that you feel okay with. And then we can compare that to your portfolio if you want and show you exactly how much risk you do have. And there's options. There's some great options out there right now. There's some stuff that can earn you 5 or 6% and, you know, that's paying that on a monthly basis right now that's not tied to the stock market, not in the stock market. There's also guaranteed investments that where the principal doesn't drop and you can earn on average probably about 3 to 7% on those. So, you know, there are some great options to be doing, a lot better than bond funds. So, you know, you have to have that education. You got to know what's going on, what the options are. So, you know, if you want to set up a quick call with us, we can, you know, talk with you for 15, 20 minutes, up to 30 minutes even. And really just find out what's going on. What are your worries? What are your concerns? And then we'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth. For no cost, we'll go over what your current plan is, how you're headed down the road, and tell you if there's any concerns and any road obstacles coming at you that you need to know about. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
I want to mention that a lot of advisors will charge a planning fee, but Eric is offering this to you complimentary. Okay, he's waiving that planning fee. So keep that in mind too when you call. You're getting a lot of value, and Eric is willing to waive that fee. Eric, is there a way that we can determine what the impact could be on our retirement savings if the markets took another hit, you know, once we're well into retirement?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that our risk score does do is it will tell you how much volatility that you have. And volatility really doesn't matter as much when you're working, but there's a thing called sequence of returns. And it's a huge, huge deal. And what that is basically, when did you earn the money and when did you withdraw the money? So when you're working, the ups and downs don't matter. Say you had $100,000. And that money dropped to $90,000. But you said you were going to take out $5,000 a year, 5% of your $500,000, right? And so you take out that $5,000. Now you only have $85,000 in there. Well, if the market goes back up by that same 10%, which should have covered your withdrawal, well, now it only went up from 10% of $85,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's $8,500. Well, now you're at $93,500. And now if you keep taking out that same five and you're only, you know, and, you know, if it has another down year down the road, you know, it's going to eat up your principal and it's going to go away. And so that's one of the things that you have to know is you have to have a plan for how that money is going to be taken out of your portfolio. It's very easy on the accumulation side, literally just, you know, make sure it's balanced and so forth. But really it doesn't, you know, each year to year doesn't matter as much. Like during this tough time, these challenging times, we are trying to help as many people as we can. And so we can just do the phone call real fast and easy, either texting or give us a call to the phone number 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters, and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184 And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Right now is the time in our show where Eric gives us a financial fail. And so what do you have for us right now, Eric?
Well, I kind of mentioned it to you a little bit earlier here on the show, but so yeah, I was just meeting with, virtually meeting. You know, what they'd done is, they still got time for retirement, but they just saw the things crashing, couldn't handle it. They didn't have a plan in place. They weren't working with a financial advisor, so it was all just kind of on their own. And what'd he do? He sold it all. Like, I think a day or two off the lowest day of the March and left it in cash. And, we talked a little bit, and so far I haven't even figured out what they're doing because they're still trying to think about what they're doing as things keep going up and up and up. So, that's the hard part is it's really tough when you don't have a plan, and that makes it a lot harder to do. Yeah, there's some things that are spur of the moment, right? You know, there's stuff in life that's spontaneous, so that's one thing. But your financial plan should not be a spontaneous one, right?
Right.
That's not something that, let's do, let's retire today. You know, it's not something you don't just all of a sudden do it, right? It's something that you should have been thinking about a long time and figuring out and having a plan for. And why is the plan so critical? Well, I think we all know now, right? I mean, everybody looks like their financial god or guru or whatever term you want to use when things are going up. When things go bad, that's when all of a sudden you if you don't have a plan to fall back on, you freak, right? You run out, you go crazy, or you do whatever it takes, or maybe the opposite. Maybe do nothing. I mean, there's a lot of ostrich planners out there too, where they just stick their head in the sand and hope it all goes away. And sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't. So, again, if you have that plan to fall back on, then you can say, okay, hey, in a downtime like this, what do we do? What should we do? And the main reason people freak out that much is, I think, mainly because they don't have a plan. They don't know what the effect of this is. Also, the fact that they knew deep down in their heart they were taking excessive risk, but since everything was going fine, as long as those chips on the table keep coming, know, who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once that stops, it's like, hold it. No, now I don't want to gamble. It's like, no. You can't just pick the times when you do and don't. And so, yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest problems is if people don't have that plan and they don't realize how much risk they were taking. So a couple of things, right? One is education. Know how much risk do you have. It's one way to prevent that. Also, always at least have some money that's guaranteed that can't go anywhere that hopefully is earning more than 1%. So you can't be using the banks for sure. And then have some steady income money too. Have something that's paying you money month in, month out. And, it's not in the stock market. So that way you've got some cash flow. You've got some things happening. And then it's very easy to succeed. But again, if you don't take the time to do all this stuff, it could be bad.
But the people who have had a plan, basically, they'd kind of plan for something like this, right?
Yeah. I mean, I still don't believe anybody out there had a pandemic plan.
Well,
all should have in hindsight. But
yeah.
So the cause, people didn't necessarily plan for, but we all know there's ups and downs in the market. So we've always had built into every plan we've ever done with any client is have those, planning for the worst and hoping for the best has got to be what it's always about. And so, that's one of the big issues that I think more and more people need to be really paying attention to is that plan, right? I mean, how are you going to have enough money to retire? How are you going to be able to get by? And this is not over. I mean, COVID's not done.
Uh-uh.
It's not gone. It's something that's going to be around for at least a year or two. That's going to be having an effect on things. Obviously, we've got election coming up. So there's a lot of volatility, a lot of scary times ahead. again, having that plan gives you that you know, that thing to fall back on. You know, so like when I'm out, you know, I do a lot of riding and cycling, and you know, there's always going to be something that messes up my plan. I mean, every route I've done, I'm, you know, on that mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states in 25 months, and it's definitely getting tougher with COVID. So, but you know, I was just able to recently do 5 states by sheltering in place in an RV. But, you know, every time I do the routes, there's always something. I mean, there's always, you know, something that happens. There's either, you know, the map was wrong, or the park I went to is actually a cemetery. That one's always fun. You know, it's like, no, they don't have water fountains. There are bathrooms at the cemetery, turns out. So, yeah, there's, you know, whatever it is, something blocking the road, or, you know, something road construction, which makes it fun too. And so there's always going to be something, some sort of obstacle anytime you have a plan. And that's why you have a plan. Because when you have a plan, you know, okay, hey, if there's an obstacle, I know how to go around it. But if you don't know, if you don't have a plan, you hit that obstacle, you have no idea what to do. And so then that's when things get tough, because then that's when you flip back to emotions. And emotions are some of the worst friends for financial planning. They're actually probably should be enemies almost of financial planning. So yeah, so that's what you want to do, is avoid that. So again, if you have a plan, it works. If you don't, it doesn't. So yeah, one of the things we can do for you, if you want, we can set up a phone call. We can find out what your concerns are. You know, we create the blueprint to worry less wealth for people. We go over that income plan, make sure you know how your money is going to be, and is it going to be there for the rest of your life with inflation and everything else. We look at investments and see what that risk level is. Look at taxes. Right now, this is one of the best years to be making some tax moves, but a lot of people don't really understand that. And most advisors, financial advisors out there, don't even bother doing taxes, which is ridiculous. And then healthcare and legacy. That's the 5 areas you got to have a plan for. And so that's something we can help you with. Again, no cost right now for anybody during this COVID time. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, and just talk to us real quick, kind of go over whatever concerns you have, and then we can kind of see if we can help you from there. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Text the word visit, or you can just call 800-454-1184. And you can book directly online always at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And today we're talking about risks that you need to know about in retirement. It's always good to go over them. One we truly, truly know about is inflation. Do you remember what the movie prices were when you were a kid, Eric?
Well, the fun thing I did as a kid, there's this movie theater that had triple features.
Triple? Wow.
So that's a good question. It was probably a buck or two or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was always the movies that had come out, you know, 6 months ago or whatever.
Yeah. But still something fun to do.
But, the price of a lot of stuff, meat and other things, is still really record high. And so why is that? Well, more demand, right? And just over time, everything will get more expensive. I mean, cars get more costly, everything gets more costly. And, you know, one of the things you don't want to do in retirement is just think, okay, I'm all good. I've got enough money for retirement. You know, right now, that's fine. Well, think back 20 years ago, what you were making then, and see if you can try to live on that same income today. You know, so that's one of the things you have to watch out for. And so, yeah, having some sort of guaranteed income that has some increases, that can be really helpful. Obviously, stuff in the market can be helpful. But again, you have to balance it with everything else. So I know it sucks. I always end up going back to the same awful word, that four-letter word, having a plan. And, you know, but that's really what it comes down to, is doing some planning. And if you can plan out how much the inflation effect will be, then you can see it. Is your money going to run out when you're 70 or when you're 90? Big difference between those two, right? So just do a quick phone call. Often is the best way to start, 20, 30 minutes on the phone. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, no pressure, no risk, no cost or anything like that, especially during the COVID times. We're going to help people out here. So again, if you want to text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll talk about how taxes can impact your retirement savings with Eric when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's here to give you some solid, independent, and even personalized financial advice when you go in and see him. We're talking today about the risks that you will have in retirement. And I want to get into taxes right now. I always like talking about taxes because I've learned from you how much of an impact they can have on retirement savings. So let's get into that, Eric.
Yeah, well, most people, if they're getting like their Fidelity TD or, you know, whatever custodian you use, if you're looking at the paper statements or PDF, probably more likely, one of the things they're going to have on there is this little pie chart. And it's usually the dumbest pie chart in the world because it would say, this is how much you have in stocks, this is how much you have in mutual funds, this is how much you have in ETFs. Those are all different ways to own stocks, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's a pie chart of the same thing. So not super helpful there. But if you're working with a financial advisor or you do some software online or something like that, they're going to tell you usually how much you have in large company, how much you have in small company, and so forth. What's missing from all that? Taxes. The tax allocation risk pie chart, that's a critical one. That's one that you should have on some sort of statement or be looking at once a year of how much money is all going to be under government control. So what do I define under government control? Well, if they can pick the tax rate at any time on your money and change it any time, that means they control it. Mm-hmm. That means you're not in control of that money. Let's think about the fact that, you know, say if you got $1 million house and you got a $300,000 mortgage. Most people don't say they have $1 million house. They typically will say, I've got $700,000 in equity. If you got $1 million in retirement plan, I still have yet to meet the person who says, I've got, you know, $650,000 or $700,000 of equity in my retirement plan. It's no different. There's both a lien holder on both. One's filed at the county records. The other one, you don't know about it until you take it out, right? That's the IRS. And then, you know, obviously the state taxes too. So that's the thing that people forget about. And they don't realize that, you know, you could retire in a lower bracket, but the government could change the rules. I mean, we've spent literally trillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, the last 3 years, the debt has gone up. National debt's gone up about $5 trillion. I mean, that's monstrous.
Yes.
That's huge. And the Fed's printing money. I mean, just inventing money. That's the weird, bizarre thing they can do is they can just say all of a sudden, hey, we have $1 trillion more today. You know, I wish I could do that, right?
True. We would love that, right?
Yeah. So they can just do that. And then how does that money come back out of the system? We don't really know yet. Mm-hmm. And that's either usually through inflation, taxes, you know, or high interest rates or something like that. So there's going to be some sort of issue down the road. And so, yeah, more and more money that you can have under your own control, by far, you're going to be way better off. You know, and that's one thing that we're doing is we're going to be doing some more webinars. You can go to wealthcreatorradio.com. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, you know, you'll see our webinar schedule. You can definitely sign up for some of those. But, you know, one of them is going to be definitely focused on taxes. And taxes right now are so, so critical. So, you know, one of the things you could be doing is obviously funding Roth IRAs or converting to Roth. Now, converting to Roth is a little bit more It takes a little bit more planning, a little bit more thought, because it's going to be a big tax hit to you. But if you can contribute to one, you know, that's great. A lot of companies have after-tax 401ks. These are really cool things that almost no company tells their employees about. So it's kind of annoying. But if your company has one, you should really be taking advantage of it if you can afford it. Really what this is allows you to put money in there, not, you know, pre-tax. You're going to have to still pay the tax on it. But what you can do is you can turn around and convert it the next day to Roth. So even if you make too much money to fund a Roth, this is a way to put money into a Roth IRA via the after-tax 401k. So it's a little bit more complicated again, but it's not that hard. And so there's different ways to be looking at that, but you have to have some money that is going to be tax-free in retirement. Now, why do I say that? Well, guess what? You're going to have a car when you retire at some point in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to have to probably buy a new fridge, buy a new furnace, buy whatever, right? Things break after a while and you're going to have to buy those things. And when you need money, if everything is in 100% pre-tax money, guess what? Your income tax planning is pay the bill. That's the entire plan. Just pay the bill.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter. There's no planning involved in there. What it should be was, maybe I should take some money on my Roth. I mean, I had a client who needed a new truck. He's a retired carpenter. And, you know, if you know anybody who's in construction, they beat their trucks up and they keep them until their, you know, their last gasp of oxygen into into the engine or whatever. So, he finally said, it's finally time to get a new truck. And so we could have taken it out of his IRA, and that would have taken $30,000 to get his truck. But instead, he had $20,000 in a Roth IRA. We just took it out of there, and he was able to pay cash for it, right? Because there's no taxes due. You know, that's one of the things that people really need to be finding out about is, you know, what are those tax strategies in retirement? What are those things I should be thinking about? So, you know, one of the things we can send you if you want, we can send you a report on tax strategies for retirement. It's really fast reading, 10 or 12 page report. And it just talks about what should you be doing now? What should you be thinking about? And especially this year is more critical than ever because the tax laws go away at the end of 2025. And now is a good time to be making some of those changes, especially if you've been affected by COVID and you may have lower income this year. Definitely time to be looking at all this stuff. So again, if that's a report you want to get, just text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184.
And I want to guide you to Eric's website, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com all together. And there you can find out even more about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And today we're discussing risks that you could face in retirement. Now, healthcare and long-term care could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in the future. We talk about that a lot. Tell us, how do you help someone determine how much they're going to spend or how much they need to save for those healthcare costs in retirement?
Well, it's just, again, something you have to have budgeted in the plan. So just healthcare insurance alone is really a big one. So a lot of times I'll have people say, I want to retire at 60 or 62 or something like that. My first question is, do you know how much your insurance will be until 65? And then they're usually pretty shocked because they haven't included that. So they're like, we need whatever the number is, say $6,000 a month to live on in retirement. Well, if they're both retiring early and that health insurance is $1,000 a month, now they need $8,000, not $6,000. That's going to be a massively bigger drain on their retirement and probably make it not so easy to retire early. Once you hit 65, you do get Medicare, but then you get the most sneaky tax there is. So I was just doing talking about taxes like we were. I was doing a planning for somebody for a Roth conversion. Well, she was mainly just trying to figure out how much taxes she needed for this year to be withheld and such. Well, so we have special software that tax people don't use. We have software that includes a thing called the Medicare premium. And what happens is if you make too much money, Medicare premiums can double, triple, or quadruple. And so what happened was, if she converted that $10,000 to Roth, she would be over the Medicare premium limit and her Medicare premium would skyrocket. So it wasn't really a true, quote, tax. Having some plans for long-term care insurance is awful, but there's some great alternatives out there. Again, it all comes back down to having that plan. So, you know, if you want to talk about how to create that blueprint to worry less wealth and kind of go over any concerns you have, let's hop on the phone for 20 minutes up to 30 minutes and we'll go over whatever you need to cover. And then we can see if it makes sense for us to meet. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. WealthCreatorRadio.com all together. And there you can find out even more about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Well, people are living so much longer than ever before, and that's considered our biggest risk to our money in retirement. Eric, why does this trump all other potential risks to our retirement savings?
My original radio show was actually on a different radio station owned by Bob Keeve. Mm-hmm. And if anybody knows who he was, he was a great guy. He was in my Rotary Club. He just passed away just a little bit ago. At the age of 98, he was almost 99, just short of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a speech writer for Hoover. He actually did salsa lessons with with the King of Spain. He had this crazy life and then ended up buying a radio station and did very well for himself and just gave and gave back to the community. And so he was somebody who always loved to work. He would still go into the office pretty much every week. So it was kind of crazy. You know, he didn't want to, quote, retire, which I think a lot more and more people are trying to kind of have that concept of, you know, you're not going to be sitting on the, you know, the rocking chair in the front or whatever. You know, you're going to be doing something of interest if it's volunteering or whatever it is. And, you know, that's stuff that can keep you healthy and keep you active and, you know, keep you alive, right? And so, you know, that part's great. I mean, you know, the crazy part, though, is when I thought about that, in terms of Social Security, he got his Social Security check for 33 years. So, yeah, if you really think about that, 33 years he was getting a Social Security check. Now, it's probably not very big because he started it so long ago, right? You know, but that's crazy that happens. But that's kind of almost the more kind of, you know, common thing. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my grandpa rafted the Colorado River at 63, and we were all amazed because he was so old. Nowadays,
hey.
Yeah, nowadays that's just normal, right?
It's almost age, Eric.
So, you know, I mean, nowadays when I'm cycling, I'm trying to keep up with the guys that age because they've got more time to ride and train and they're faster than me. So, you know, now it's more impressive about somebody doing something crazy when they're 100 or 105 or, you know, whatever the age is, right? So, so that's great that we're living longer. I mean, a lot of stuff that used to, you know, kill us, they just take a pill and you're fine, or maybe you're a little bit slower, but you're still there. However, you may have a 33-year retirement or longer. I mean, I would say for most people, you should be planning for at least 30 years. And that's a long time. I mean, if you worked maybe 40 and you're going to retire for 30, that's hard to replace almost every year of working income, you know, with 1 year of retirement income. So, so you definitely need to know how much you have saved up. Most of us don't have retirement, lifetime pensions, right? We don't work for one company for our whole life, get that gold watch and get that income for life and, you know, just hang out and get the RV and travel around and, you know, don't have no worries, right? You know, nowadays it's like, no, now you have to, I get all this pile of money here and these 401ks, these IRAs and stuff, and there's no professional money manager. There's nobody who's going to say this money's going to be there for the rest of my life. So now what? You know, what do I do? Well, you know, there are tools. You can actually go out there and buy your own pension. I mean, you can go out there and get your own pension for life. And if you do it with 5 to 10 years ahead of time, before you need to take that income, the benefits are probably double or triple because you get time on your side, right? I like to call it, you've got, you know, runway space, right? So when the plane's trying to take off, they need a long runway if they want to get up to the right speed. If it's a short runway, they could end up bad, right? And so, you know, that's the same thing with your retirement, you know, with those. I mean, you need to have that money sitting there so that way you're going to be there for the rest of your life and that, know that at least some of that money is going to be there. So anytime you see any of those studies, oh my gosh, every single one says, what's the number one fear? You know, running out of money, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you know you're not going to? Well, again, having a plan, having an income plan, a written income plan, that's not one that you think you have. No, this is one where you can go pick it up. If you can't hold it in your hands, you don't have an income plan. So let's just clarify that. Having a written income plan would show you with inflation, show you with taxes, show you with everything that you got to account for in there, is that money going to run out? And if it is, if it's 95, do you care? Well, if you've got home equity or other things, probably not. If it's going to run out when you're 75, yeah, you care a lot. So that's when you might need to go change some of your assumptions or timings about retirement. And so, you know, that's one of those big critical things. And I think right now there's actually, even though rates are super low and a lot of things have dropped, it's amazing. Some of these companies that have these guaranteed lifetime income tools, they've got some great benefits right now. And now more than ever, I mean, if you've got money in a bond fund, or I've got one client, he's moving over about 800 grand and it was all in a stable value fund in his retirement plan, earning like 1% or maybe 1.5%. That's not keeping up with inflation. Now we're going to have that money guaranteed. We're going to have that money, be able to pay out for the rest of his life. And so, yeah, there's some options out there, but yeah, you just got to learn about them. And, you know, again, that's something that you want to take the time and say, okay, what are the pros and cons of this? What are the ups and downs? What are the gotchas? Because all financial tools have pros and cons. All financial tools have things that you're going to lose or gain by using them. And, you know, which ones are the best for what you're trying to achieve. So again, that's what happens when you have a plan. You can figure this stuff out. So one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial, again, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income plan, make sure that money never runs out. Look at that investment plan. What tools should you have now to make sure that money doesn't run out? What are the tax effects going to be of all that along the way? What happens if there is healthcare issues or something? Is there a way to get some extra money for some of these tools? And then lastly, is who's going to get your assets when you're gone? Is it going to be the government and attorneys, or is it going to be people you actually like? That's the things that you want to have planned for. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. You can leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, no cost, no obligation, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Kind of financial professional can help us map out all the different challenges we could be facing in retirement, Eric?
Yeah, that's a really good and sometimes tough question to answer, right? So it shouldn't be a hard one to answer, but sadly it is. There's a lot of people who have the word financial advisor, which actually doesn't really have a legal definition in terms of regulations and so forth. So you do have to be very careful of who you're talking with. And it's not that you have to be warned or you don't have to be scared or you know, something like that. It's just, you know, if you're asking Yeah, you see somebody who's a doctor and you're asking them about, oh, this thing in my arm hurts and all that stuff. And then you find out they're, you know, a dentist, right? Okay, just because they have the word doctor doesn't mean, you know, that that's the right doctor. Or maybe they're a psychiatrist and, you know, they may ask you, well, does this always hurt or is it just in your head? No. You want to make sure it's the right person for you. So a lot of times people go into banks or they, you know, go to different companies and they say, hey, we've got this product specialist or, you know, even, oh my gosh, even the big companies, even like companies like Fidelity. I mean, if you want something guaranteed, which is not what Fidelity does, they do investments, right? That's literally the name, their name, Fidelity Investments. If you did want something guaranteed, last I saw, they had about 5 options. Out of probably 1,000. So they don't pick very many, you know, so again, you could ask them for that, but, you know, it's not going to be the best thing to get. So, you know, really that's what you want to look for is, are you getting the person that you want? So if you just get in products, that's one thing, but why are you getting that product? And does that make sense in your plan or not? And so, you know, one of the things that you want to look for is, are they, first of all, they have any education? I mean, do they have any professional designations and real ones? Some of these are ones where you can take a 1-day class or go online and get one. So you want to make sure they're real ones. So FINRA or SEC, they actually have some good guidance on those and what those are. But somebody like a certified financial planner, definitely chartered financial consultant. There's some that are definitely, you know, very ones that are, you know, done by colleges and so forth and planning boards. Then you want to see if they have the term registered representative. If they have that term on their card, that means they are a stockbroker, which means they are working on a suitability basis. They're not working in your best interest. They're working basically something where they say they're supposed to work in your best interest, but really they don't have a fiduciary duty or liability to do that. So yeah, if they have the term registered representative, that means they're a product salesperson primarily. So really what you want to look for is somebody who's ideally an independent registered investment advisor. That means they can have control over what the products they use. They have to disclose all fees. Again, if you want to do it, no cost, no obligation. We can sit down for 20 minutes, 30 minutes on the phone and, you know, go over your situation. If you want to have an in-person meeting, we can do that now too, with all the precautions, of course. And so again, if you want to book that time, no cost, no obligation, get that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Again, no cost right now. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We've come to the time in our show where you give us another great example of someone's wealth success story. What do you have for us today?
Well, this is just basically a couple that, you know, took the time to do the things that you're supposed to do. They got a plan with us and, you know, they retired about 3 years ago. And the nice part is, yeah, we had set up some, you know, some systematic withdrawals. We had some steady income coming in, had some guaranteed assets. And then, of course, the fall of 18, if people remember, the market was dropping a bunch then. They needed some money out, so we took it from the guaranteed account that they had. And we didn't, you know, we didn't lock in any losses in their retirement plan. Then, of course, 2019 came and things shot up again. So we were doing our year-end planning, and we took a bunch of money out of the market since the market had done very well that year. Again, this year, market not so good. But we'd done the planning already, and we'd already had a lot of their withdrawals already set up and funded. So, you know, they didn't have to take out all the money at once, but, you know, you can have it sit into a kind of a holding account and have it pay out to you monthly. And so that's what we'd done. And so the nice thing here is, you know, there wasn't the freak out about, oh, do I have enough income this year? Or are we going to do it okay? I mean, obviously they worried about their portfolio dropping up and down, but the guaranteed assets didn't go away. The steady income stuff was still paying money. And so, yeah, it's been, you know, work kind of like we're supposed to. It's, you know, the plan's been working and they're having fun. Probably a lot less fun this year because they're not able to do as much, but it is the year where everybody cleans out their closets and cleans up their house, right? So at least they're getting all that fun stuff done. But yeah, I mean, that was the neat part, was seeing the plan in action and you know, helping them and realizing that, you know, they're still fine. They don't have to go back to work.
Eric, is it ever too late to get started on a plan?
No, I mean, definitely not. It's, you know, the problem is when people think that and then they either do something stupid, like put it all on double zero on the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
or in today's speak, put it all 100% in the stock market. You know, that's not the solution either, to just go super risky. You know, it's really more about, yeah, having that plan. And even if you're later in life, even if you maybe are retired or really close to retiring, you know, there's still stuff that you can do to help things, fix things. And then there's also some creative stuff that sometimes we have to do. It all comes down to having that plan. And so, if you want to have that plan set up and you want to have a phone call with us, 20, 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to us on iTunes or Alexa or Google to play Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.